It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Today is Wednesday, May 1st, 2024. I'm Brooke Schaefer with Raven News. The driver of a vehicle that rolled into a ditch beside the Sawmill Creek Plaza Monday night is unharmed and facing DUI charges. Sitka police received a report around 7:20 p.m. that a white sedan was upside down between the building and an adjacent rock retaining wall. The driver, 33-year-old Thaddeus M. Meyer, escaped out of the car's rear window and left the scene. Police located him a short distance away and took him into custody without incident. According to a department news release, police obtained video footage which showed Meyer allegedly driving in a reckless manner up Price Street, then turning left and veering off the roadway and rolling into the building. Meyer was arraigned in district court on Tuesday and released on a $250 bail. In addition to driving under the influence, Meyer has been charged with one count of reckless driving and one count of failure to give immediate notice of an accident. Sitkins will see more Coast Guard activity in the area for the next couple of days. Air Station Sitka, the cutter Bailey Barco, and teams from several Air Force rescue squadrons, along with Sitka Mountain Rescue, will be conducting exercises through May 2nd. According to a news release, sharp-eyed observers will see a variant of the Coast Guard's HH-60 Jayhawk helicopter involved in flight operations over the Sound. The exercises are scheduled to include demonstrations of basic rescue techniques, scenarios for employing specific search and rescue skills, and a joint mass casualty response exercise. Air Station Sitka Commander Captain Vincent Jansen said, "We're excited to host our partners for a week of training. Exercises such as these allow crews to learn best practices from each other, practice integrating efforts, and strengthen organizational partnerships." Picture a downtown Juneau where housing isn't as cutthroat to find. Businesses don't close after cruise ships leave, and the pressures of tourism don't feel so heavy. That sounds ambitious, but those are the priorities of a plan called Blueprint Downtown. Over the past 6 years, a commission of Juneau residents has examined every aspect of downtown Juneau and created a plan to lay the foundation for the next 20 years. Betsy Brenneman, a member of the Blueprint Committee, explained it like this at a City Planning Commission meeting last week.
The intent was to nurture the preservation, restoration, and revitalization of downtown.
Brenneman described it as a vision that could guide everyone from the city government to local businesses in their decision making. The plan addresses priorities like housing growth, year-round business vitality, and tourism management. It recommends things like revising zoning regulations, increasing public safety measures, and completing the Seawalk. Some planning commissioners had questions. Member Mandy Cole says she wonders how much teeth the plan would have to move the needle on issues like the housing shortage.
We've done many things to sweeten the pot and still haven't gotten where we needed to get. And so in my view, this plan is exactly that vehicle for the next 3 to 5 years to try and increase housing downtown by various methods.
Others said they wanted more language in the plan to address short-term rental regulations. The commission voted unanimously at the meeting to recommend the assembly adopt the plan. Ultimately, the assembly will decide on what aspects of the plan go into place and when. State lawmakers are stepping up their efforts to push forward a return to a pension-style defined benefit retirement system for the public sector workers. As Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone reports, they're running into roadblocks in the House.
First responders gathered by the dozens outside the Alaska State Capitol in mid-April. Juneau Democratic Senator Jesse Keel was one of several lawmakers who addressed the crowd.
The numbers don't lie. It's the right move for Alaskans. So what do we need him to do?
Hear the bill!
In case you missed it, the crowd is yelling, "Hear the bill." They're talking about Senate Bill 88. That's a measure that would reinstate a pension system for state and local government workers. Republican Anchorage Senator Kathy Geisel has led the push. She says the state's current 401k-style retirement system makes it tough to recruit and hang on to workers.
We need to change that so that we can recruit and retain these positive, effective workers.
There is some disagreement about whether it would actually do that, but the Senate wasted no time moving the bill forward and passed out of the upper chamber a couple weeks after lawmakers convened in Juneau early this year. But ever since, it's been in legislative limbo. It's currently in the House State Affairs Committee and has yet to have a hearing, and it has two more committees to make it through before all legislation dies at the end of the regular session in mid-May. The mostly Democratic and Independent Minority Coalition is trying to move it forward. Here's House Minority Leader Representative Calvin Trage, an Anchorage Independent, speaking out during a late-night floor session.
With just 3 weeks left in the session, I think it's clear that this committee does not intend to hear the bill, and for that reason, I'm asking that it be discharged.
A discharge would remove the bill from the State Affairs Committee and edge it closer to a full House vote. But House Republicans are resisting the call. In recent days, the House has rejected the minority's attempt to take it out of the State Affairs Committee's hands in some narrowly divided votes. Representative Craig Johnson is an Anchorage Republican who chairs a State Affairs subcommittee examining the bill. He says the delay is because lawmakers don't have the full financial picture. Johnson says they're waiting on reports from actuaries detailing various estimates of how much a pension system would actually cost.
We're waiting for these actuarials, and as soon as we get them, we'll be in contact with the subcommittee to start hearing this and moving it forward.
But Giesel, the main Senate sponsor, says the pending reports shouldn't hold up the bill.
We had asked for two more possible scenarios. They're not material to the bill. They're more informational about what if this, what if that.
Giesel says she's pushing House leadership to move the bill forward. Governor Mike Dunleavy recently said on the statewide call-in show Talk of Alaska that he expected the bill to die in the House. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Eric Stone.
After 3 days of competition at the statewide Native Youth Games in Anchorage, students have returned home to show off their medals for traditional games like the 2-foot high kick and the kneel jump. But in their mind's ear, they might hear this sound. Imagine hearing lots of these seal calls in a stadium full of people. KNBA's Rhonda McBride sought out the source of these sounds, a tradition that is as old as the games themselves.
The sound of enthusiastic crowds often fills the air at the Alaska Airlines Center. But at the Native Youth Games, you hear that and more. Although Samuel Meekum perfected the seal call during seal hunts in his hometown of Unalakleet, he's happy to belt it out to a sea of people.
Oh, it's fun. It gets everybody riled up and it gets people's attention. And also, it's like our way of shouting and cheering on your teammates. So like at a track meet, you'd yell at your teammates, right? And like you'd yell their name and say, keep on going, keep on going. But here you would do a seal call.
As the master of ceremonies at the Native Youth Games, Marjorie Tawbone uses the seal call to get the athletes pumped up.
Okay, we do like a two. So I'm gonna do two, and then you do two, okay? Ready?
You start off with a low sound, like ooh, and then you learn how to make a high sound, ooh. And then you crack your voice, so ooh, and then you just kind of figure out how to do it, and eventually you're able to go ooh real easy.
Tawbone says seals are naturally curious creatures. Traditionally, hunters use the call to distract them.
The hunters would have to mimic a seal and get as close as they could, close enough to where they could harpoon it.
The seal call was also used to signal hunter success, a joyful sound that Tawbone says helps to bring the sounds of the land and sea into the city. Joey Cross's specialty is the raven call.
Organize your throat, your mouth in a certain way. You hear that? It's that.
Also from Joey's seat in the stadium, you can hear his call of the loon.
And I learned this from a friend. And by doing that, I learned they can make it smaller. It makes a little whistle.
The sounds from villages near and far add excitement to games like the seal hop, where athletes race across the stadium in a push-up position, hopping as fast as they can go. Kaylin Carter is from the Mat-Su School District, excited she's finally mastered the seal call.
I just figured out how to do it today, and I haven't stopped. It's really fun. It's a great way to cheer someone on. It's a lot cooler than clapping.
The games played here were traditionally used to build endurance for hunting and fishing in the extreme cold. But Marjorie Tallbone says they have their use in today's world, especially the seal call.
When you're walking down the aisle of Walmart and you hear a ooh, other people will start doing it three aisles down. If you can't find me, seal call and we'll find each other.
So if you hear that sound in the store, you'll know what it means. In Anchorage, I'm Rhonda McBride.
I'm Brooke Schaefer, and this has been Raven News. And coming up for you next, I'll take a quick look at the weather for Sitka. Taking a look at the weather for Sitka for today, Wednesday, May 1st, 2024, mostly sunny with a high near 54. Calm winds becoming northeast around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 43, northwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming light after midnight. You're tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. Good morning.